1090 of the Church Bibles. John chapter 21, beginning at verse 1. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Afterwards, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together.
I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter said, told them. And they said, oh, well, we'll go with you.
So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. He said, well, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it's the Lord. Well, as soon as Simon Peter heard him say, it is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment round him, for he'd taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 meters. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you have just caught. So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, but even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. None of the disciples dared ask him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, well, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time, he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, follow me. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Lord, you have something special to say to us, and I don't want to get in the way. So please, Lord, push me out of the way. Bring your words to us. May we hear you speaking to each one of us and to all of us. We ask it, Lord Jesus, in your risen name. Amen. Amen. Would you please sit? The sacred diary of Adrian Plass has records of how long sermons go on for. And it was age 37 and three quarters, so it was an adult. And sometimes you'd get comments like, that was a four fruit pastoral sermon. So I wonder how many Jakemans they're going to get through. If they're still on Jakemans, they'll get up and stop me. Anyway, I love taking weddings. I love taking leading services. I really do. We had a fantastic wedding on the 20th of April. The sun came out. It was wonderful, amazing. And then it
made up for it next week. It was chucking it down, but there was another wedding that day. But it was still a great day, a fantastic time. And we're not taking very many weddings here at the moment, but I had a couple last year. And one of them, as we were talking about getting ready for the wedding and so on, one of them, the husband-to-be, he said, well, I'd take a bullet for her, his wife-to-be. I'd take a bullet for her. And that's not the only definition of love that there is, but it's not a bad one. It's not a bad, I'd take a bullet for her, for the other person. I'd take a bullet. That shows that love is so much more than like, respect, I'm in awe of, I like being with you, we're good chums. It's much, much more than that. Recently, there was, it's an interim report asked for by the Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, and he asked for this report at Christmas, and the interim report has come out about persecution of those with faith. And the initial findings are that one in three people who have faith experience persecution. They are either being persecuted now or they have been in the past. And amongst that group of believers, the largest group is Christians. More Christians are persecuted and killed for their faith now than in all the centuries beforehand. All the centuries beforehand, put together. It is extraordinary. And when I talk about persecution, it's much, much more than just being made fun of. You know, oh, he's a Christian, she's a Christian. I suppose that means you read the Bible all the time. That's not persecution. Persecution is what's happening in China, for example. Many church leaders, there is an official church, it's called the Three Self Church, self-propagating, self-financing, self-governing. But there are restrictions on it. You're not allowed to preach that Jesus rose from the dead, which is a bit of a central fact in our faith, and you're not allowed to teach children about the faith. So it's very, very restrictive. And you cannot teach the central facts of Christianity. And so what's happened? There is a very large unofficial or underground church, which meets in, many of them meet in secret. Just recently, one of their leaders was arrested. Pastor Wang was his name, and must have been a month or two back, because a fortnight after his arrest, a letter was released by the church, because he'd left one. He knew that one day he would be arrested. And he's left a letter to be circulated, saying they're not anti-government, they are just pro-God. And says various other things. If you want to read the report, I haven't, because it's a very thick one. You can just go on to Google or something, Christians persecution. If you could put the Bishop of Truro, I think it is the person who is heading it up. And it was asked for, as I say, by the Foreign Secretary. These brothers and sisters in Christ are taking a bullet, as it were, for Jesus. They are taking a bullet for him. James Hunt, as I say, asked for this report because he's thought that governments had fallen asleep over the persecution of Christians. The report and the attacks in Sri Lanka had, he says, woken everybody up with an enormous shock. I mentioned China, where many people are being persecuted for their faith. But it's in that country, and this is amazing and staggering, the church is estimated to be approximately 100 million strong and growing. Okay, it's an enormous country, but 100 million, that's quite a few people. Despite, or perhaps because of the persecution, the church is growing. And the persecution of the church is having an effect on the persecutors, just as in the early church it happened. Saul was one of those who were dead against the church, as we heard in our reading from Acts. He got letters to so that he could arrest people on the way that belonged to the way, as the Christian faith was called. And he met with Jesus. And the witness of Stephen, who died faithful to Christ, had an effect on him. It's happening today. Some persecutors are becoming Christians because of the faith of those who are being persecuted, who are taking a bullet for Jesus. That's how the church is growing, or one of the ways, the faith of those who follow Jesus. When Jesus turns to them, as he turned to Peter, to Simon Peter, and he said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And he wasn't, Simon was a bit awkward about this, the focus on him. And after he had this brief conversation, Jesus asked him three times, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He tried to divert attention by saying, "Well, what about him over there?" And Jesus said, "That's none of your concern, what I want to do, what my will for the disciple whom I love, Jesus, John. It's none of your concern what I want for him. It's your concern is what I want for you. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love? Not like, respect, stand in awe, like me as a friend, like to hang around with me. Do you love me?" And he said, and in the end, as we know, Simon Peter said, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Well, feed my sheep, tend my lambs, feed my sheep." Simon Peter said, "Yes, in a sense, I'd take a bullet for you." I know there weren't bullets then, but you know what I mean. Simon said, "I do love you. I take a bullet for you." And that's what happened to him. And if Jesus were to ask those in China or other places where Christians are persecuted, "Do you love me?" We know their answer. We know their answer. I hope everybody's got one of these sheets of paper, small sheets of paper. On it, it says, "Jesus asks me," and then there's a blank for you to put in your own name. I put Simon, son of Roy, because that's my father's name. It's important that everybody has one. If you haven't got one, I have got some extra ones here. There we are. They were in the notice sheets. Has anybody not got one of these? Right, can I have one of those back? Here we are. There we go. You got one? Yeah. And so, I mean, you've all got good brains. It's pretty obvious what we have to do. We put in our in that first gap, it says, "Jesus asked me," and he addresses. We put our own name in. If you haven't got a pen, there are some on the end of the row, so pass them along if you would. I've done mine already. This is one I prepared earlier. Jesus asked me, you put your own name in there. "Do you love me?" And then you write your reply. I can't reply for you. I can't reply for you. Only you can reply. When Jesus asks you, "Do you love me?" what is your reply to him? What is your answer to Jesus when he asks you, "Do you love me?" He said to me, "Simon, son of Roy, do you love me?" And I've written my reply. Therefore, depending on that answer, what do you think Jesus will then say to each one of us, to me or to you? Not to the person sitting next to you, not to the person two rows in front. What is Jesus saying to you? Let's just have a few moments quietly filling this in. I'm not going to ask you to hand them in. I will ask you to, if you've borrowed a pen from the end of the row, I would ask you to return those. But obviously, if you fill that in and keep it, put it in your Bible or whatever, what does Jesus ask you? Do you love me? Only you can answer that question. And then, if depending on your answer, what does Jesus say to you? Let's have a few moments quietly filling it in, not looking at what the next person beside you has written. Finished writing, well, that's fine. But just please make sure you do write something. Lay it before the Lord and ask him what he wants of you. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you ask us, do you love me? We reply in our different ways. But may we hear your call to each one of us and respond as you want us to do when you say, follow me. We pray in your name and in the power of the Spirit to the glory of the Father. Amen.